And we're all by now familiar with the lead-tainted water crisis in Flint, Michigan. Now there's another drinking water scare in Hoosick Falls in upstate New York. The toxic chemical known as PFOA was found in the city well water. Some studies show it's linked to an increased risk of cancer, though the EPA says there's not enough evidence. People in the area have been using bottled water provided by the owners of a nearby plastics plant that's been linked to the chemical. And now PFOA has also been found in the nearby towns of Petersburg, New York, and North Bennington, Vermont. Lucas Willard is Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief for WAMC in Albany. Lucas, there's another parallel to Flint here. People have long been concerned about their water.
Yes, this chemical PFOA was first detected actually by a local resident by the name of Michael Hickey in the summer of 2014. He did his own investigating after his father died of cancer and did his research to find out which chemicals that were used in these buildings, the Saint-Gobain Performance Plastics buildings in Hoosick Falls, have been linked to cancer. And he sort of narrowed it down and found PFOA. PFOA is a chemical, perfluorooctanoic acid. It is used in a chemical compound called PTFE, or Teflon. The chemical PFOA was not manufactured in Hoosick Falls, but it was used as a component in this chemical compound, PTFE.
And it's now being found in the water, in the drinking water. We know that area supermarkets and the plant itself have been giving bottled water to people to drink. But is it possible that this PFOA was basically unregulated in New York before the EPA stepped in recently?
Yeah, EPA calls this chemical an emerging contaminant. There really wasn't a lot that the federal government or the state really knew about it until recently. And the companies that operated in the building site in question, they were not required by the state to test for it.
Well, what about officials when they were told by Mr. Hickey or others? I mean, is there a sense that people dragged their feet on this?
I think if you ask the people in the village, they would say so. This was initially tested by somebody in the community on their own dime before the local governments, the state of New York, stepped in to do their own testing. And it did sort of take a while. I believe it was about 14 months between the initial confirmation of PFOA in the water until EPA issued a statement asking people not to drink or cook with the water.
Well, in January, the New York Health Commissioner deemed the plant a state Superfund site. There's going to be a cleanup. Private wells are, as you said, being tested for PFOA. And last week, a federal class action lawsuit was filed against two operators of the plastics plant in Hoosick Falls. What do people want?
People want to hold the companies accountable. The companies in question in this lawsuit that have been named are Saint-Gobain and Honeywell International, and both companies operated out of this facility. But there's also more tenants that have been in that building in the past. The big question is, we don't know how the chemical got into the water, the groundwater, into the village water system. We don't know how long it's been there. I think people are paying closer attention to their water source and where their water comes from as different companies in the region are being investigated for the same PFOA chemical.
That's Lucas Willard, Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief for WAMC in Albany, New York. Lucas, thank you.
Thank you.